This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday. Going to keep busy. We're on the road the next couple of days at District Track, but we will still have a great lineup of guests for you throughout the week, talking track, talking state soccer, talking the Preakness, talking Nebraska baseball. There's a lot to get through here between now and the end of the week. If you'd like to be a part of the program, here you are, the phone numbers, the emails, the Twitter address. Let's start with tweeting. Caleb loves to watch the Twitter. At ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can buzz us at the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That, of course, is toll-free. Coming up, state soccer today with Kearney and Hastings boys coaches Scott Steinbrook and Dan Hocker to talk about their games tomorrow in Omaha. In our next segment, Dan Hoppen will join us from Husker Online. Who could have possibly thunk it? I mean, yes, it is sports, and you never know. But to get beat by Purdue, the Nebraska baseball team, and not look good doing it. And Darren Erstad, obviously not a happy camper, and I can understand why Darren Erstad would not be a happy camper. I mean, they get beat 9-6 yesterday, and they give up 8 runs in the 6th inning, so it's one bad inning. No, that's not the way Coach Erstad saw it.
Let me sum up this weekend for you. We got out hit, we got out pitched, we got out defended, and we got out executed. And that's not even the part I'm mad about. I'm mad about the fact that we got out competed, out hustled. They played with a better tempo than we did. They just wanted it more than we did. And I have to do some soul searching because it's my job to get these guys ready to play, to want to empty the tank on the field. And we've had multiple weekends this year where that hasn't happened. I'm obviously not getting my passion in what I think this game needs to be played like across to these guys, because this has just happened way too many times.
I don't think Nebraska gave up. I don't think they got started. And that's kind of what Coach Erstad, and you'll hear here in the next quote, he had to, it may be hard to pick up exactly what he's saying, but he said, we had to cattle prod them to get them ready for batting practice.
I can't relate to that. I don't know. This is it. I mean, we have an opportunity to play bonus baseball, and you got to smell blood. You got to go after it. We got 2 chances there to clinch going to our tournament, and we need as many wins to go to the regionals. Geez, we had to cattle prod them to get going for batting practice today. So I'm obviously not getting across what we're trying to get across. I can't handle being out-hustled, out-competed on a field. I just respect this game too much. I respect Husker Nation.
So now, Nebraska, I mean, let's face it. They only had to win Saturday or Sunday to clinch a Big Ten baseball spot, which is all you want at this point. And then it doesn't matter if you're the 3 seed or the 8 seed. Maybe 1 and 2 makes a difference. But outside of that, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. You're in the tournament and you try to win baseball games. And now Nebraska goes to Illinois and leaves the door slightly open for Minnesota. Nebraska's season, as promising as it was about a month ago, could come crashing to the floor, come crashing to the ground on Saturday night in Champaign, Illinois. Two games Thursday, Friday, 6:05, then Saturday afternoon. You have to assume that Illinois is going to sweep Nebraska. And then if Minnesota can sweep Penn State, who's even worse than Minnesota, then they're in. That's what it's at. Nebraska's magic number here is still setting at one. If Minnesota loses a game or the Huskers win a game, they're still in. But now, you know, what kind of momentum do you have? They get swept this weekend and still get into the tournament. They've lost 5 of 6, including 2 to the worst team in the league. With all due respect to Coach Schreiber, who we had on the show last week, he knows. I'm not sure he's had a job next year. I mean, they've had a slide here since he's been the conference coach of the year. You just look at the numbers, and Purdue's, they're not playing for anything but pride. Nebraska's playing for a whole lot more, and boy, pride is definitely right there in the middle name of Coach Darren Erstad, and so we'll talk more about that with Dan Hoppen here in a little bit. The official brackets for the state high school baseball tournament are out, and I was a little perturbed last night, and then I guess I thought about it a little bit more in this day and age. Grand Island wins. And so much has been taken away from them in less than 24 hours. Grand Island beats the number 2 team in the state, Lincoln Southwest, 7-6 in 8 innings last night. If you saw the play, and a great job by the folks on TV, we've got our TV stations now pretty much all own each other, so you can get one guy there and you're going to get the highlights. And they do a great job of getting those out so you can see them. Play at the plate, it kind of whitewashes everything that had happened at this point, but the bases are loaded. And there's a grounder up the middle. Grand Island shortstop ticks it with his glove. Hanke then picks it up, throws it to the plate. Well, obviously the first run scores, and it trickles into very short. It just gets out to the grass. But there's 2 outs. Everybody's moving. Hell, if I'm the third, I mean, Southwest is in anyway. I mean, they're going to get a wild card anyway. So I'm sending the guy from third base too. The coach does. He's out on a bang-bang play. It's a perfect play. To me, he looks, for a bang-bang play, I don't know that you can ever say clearly, but he's out. I mean, the Grand Island catcher has his foot blocking the plate. The hand comes up on the foot. The ball's there in time. He tags him out. If you're going to start blaming the umpire, and then immediately last night, one of the television stations in Lincoln, and I think you can guess who that is because it's the only one we get, already on their poll, their Facebook is like, man, was that the right call? We've got the isolated freeze frame. This is high school athletic, boys. This is high school athletic. They ain't getting paid. We don't need to be freeze framing blowing up the picture at the plate for a fingernail that might have touched it. He's out. Grand Island, I'm with you here. He's out. Now, if the roles are reversed, he's out. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what, in this, it took me a while. I mean, if you're in high school, if you're a coach, if you're a young coach, if you're a young fan, if you're in college, you probably haven't got to that point yet. But after a while, just put yourself in the other team's shoes. Put yourself in the other team. Okay, if the roles were reversed, how do I think this call was? Honestly. He's out. Grand Island's going to state. They will be the number 8 seed. They'll have a big hill to climb, but they've done it before. They'll play Saturday morning at Werner Park in Omaha against the number 1 seed, Omaha West Side. That's at 10 a.m. on Saturday. No matter what happens, they would then play on Monday. Win or lose, they will play on Monday. And those games were kind of moved around from the original bracket because, I don't know, maybe there's some graduations, maybe there's some other things going on. State soccer, I'm guessing, will have a lot to do with it. And that's probably the exact reason. State soccer, they don't want to have one of the baseball teams playing at the same time that possibly their team is playing for a state soccer championship. So to be determined, depending on what happens Saturday, on how those games will go on Monday. Obviously, Grand Island, the only team that plays baseball in our area for high school. Millard North and Papillion La Vista are on their side. The bottom south is Millard South against Millard West, and Lincoln Southwest will play Lincoln Southeast. In Class B, Lincoln Pius X plays Platte Valley. Seward plays Omaha Scutt. Elkhorn takes on Omaha Gross, and Elkhorn South takes on Norris. Class B is at Haymarket Park. All of the Class A games are at Werner and Omaha. All of the Class B are at Haymarket Park and Sherman Field. Now, some of the elimination games, Sherman for B and Frick Field in Omaha for Class A. Let's get to the main topic. I do want to get it out there for you. I think it's even our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. We talked about it yesterday, Jimmy and I did, what's going on with the Deflategate. And they came out yesterday and they put four games on Tom Brady, $1 million, first-round draft pick this year, fourth-round draft pick at 2017, which I chuckle. How did they come up with that? I'm not going to sit here and read the 207,000-page report on this whole deal. Here's what I think is going to happen. You tell me. Jimmy and I agreed that we thought it'd be a two-game suspension for Tom Brady. I eventually think it will be three at the worst. They're going to appeal this. They'll figure something out to bring it down. The Patriots will pay the $1 million, and maybe they can work something out with this draft pick. But considering what they got thumped for Spygate, then I think these draft picks hold. I think Tom Brady, because the bye is in week four, and this has nothing to do with it, but it's ironic that the Dallas Cowboys host the New England Patriots in the fourth game of the season. So just as a Cowboy fan, you know Brady's going to be playing in that game. They play three games, a bye, the Cowboys, and then the Colts. So I think at worst it's three games. At best, it's two games once they appeal all this. What do you think? Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Do you agree with the penalties for Tom Brady and the Patriots? Yes. No, it's not enough. No, it is too much. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday who had the best buzzer beater on the NBA playoffs. 40% went LeBron James, then 30% each for Derrick Rose and Paul Pierce. We kind of voted for Paul Pierce here in the studio, and we are asking you now about Tom Brady and the Patriots. Also, we've got a few minutes here, a couple minutes at least. Give us your tweets, give us your emails, give us your phone calls on Tom Brady. I don't know. There are so many teams that people root for in football, but I'm going to be honest with you. With all due respect to any close friends or family, I don't know a New England Patriots fan. I don't think I know a true blue New England Patriots fan, because let's face it, the flash in the pan in the 80s when they made the Super Bowl and got blown out, nobody jumped on board with them. I don't see a lot of Patriots gear around here, despite the number of Super Bowls they've won. So I think most of our listeners to the Doug and Daddy Show are not biased here one way or the other. They're not, at least they're not Patriot fans. You may be anti-Patriot fans, because I know there's a lot of Dolphins fans around here. But, you know, Broncos, Colts, I guess you could probably have a dislike for Brady. What do you think? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 on the Tom Brady situation. So there you go. We will also be calling Dan Hoppen here in just a moment. I think I screwed up the time that we were supposed to call Dan, so let's buzz him, Caleb. I think I told him 11:05, and I wrote down 11:15, so there's my mistake for the day. But we're going to get Dan in here to talk a little bit of Nebraska baseball as we move along on today's Doug and Daddy show. So if you'd like to be a part and talk about any of the topics that we have brought up here in the first few minutes of the show, we'd love to hear from you. And just kind of following up on what Dirk Chatelain and I and Jimmy talked about on yesterday's show, check out his Mad Chatter blog and some of the info, some of the background on Nebraska's sporting season, and it's just not that special. The struggles in football, basketball, baseball, volleyball. Volleyball not as bad as maybe some of the other ones as far as where they were ranked and where they ended up. But right now, Dan Hoppen from Husker Online. Dan, I switched my wires this morning. Sorry, man. How are you?
No worries. I'm doing great this morning. How are you, Doug?
Well, I'm. We're all better than Darren Erstad. I just want to jump into it with both feet here. You're there yesterday. You're there most of the season, almost every game. Give me the mood yesterday as the game is progressing and in the postgame.
Oh, well, clearly the mood is not good. I mean, you can see, especially during that disaster of a sixth inning yesterday where Purdue scored eight runs. I mean, the mood just died. I'm never going to accuse a team of giving up or anything like that. I don't think that they did. But I think that, you know, that certainly, you know, that was a punch in the gut, and they didn't really know how to respond to it. And after the game, I mean, I've seen Darren Erstad angry before. This is probably close to the angriest I've ever seen him. I mean, he was hot. He didn't think that his guys respected the game. He didn't think that they, you know, played with the same kind of passion that he expects from them, that he demands from them. He didn't think that they brought the right attitude to the field, and they didn't respond when things kind of got down on him a little bit. And, you know, that's, That's something that he said. He did take responsibility. He said it's on him. He said he didn't prepare him, didn't get him ready to play. So, you know, they've got a huge series coming up this weekend against Illinois, you know, who's the best team in the Big Ten. They've won 24 in a row. If Nebraska puts together, you know, any kind of efforts like they did this past weekend, they're going to get crushed. That's plain and simple. That's what's going to happen.
And that's what Coach Erstad said. It's kind of funny. You just think of the coaches and former Coach Pelini when he had a situation like this. He wouldn't mince words. He'd say it as it was, everything short of using some real big F-bombs. Coach Miles, he jokes a lot, and Coach Erstad is usually pretty sarcastic, and he was so, to kind of mask the anger so that the wrong words don't come out to all the media folks. But he was sarcastic yesterday when he said, hey, I might have to get some kickers and Tommy Armstrong. We're going to be down four touchdowns if we play like this. So I guess it's hard to figure out effort, Dan. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can try your butt off, and if you're hitting line drives and they're at people, and if you're throwing nice pitches and they're scooping them off the ground and flaring them into right field, that's one thing. And Nebraska, we've talked about it. They won all those close games, those one-run games, some of them against inferior midweek opponents, which you chalk up early in the season as to trying to get guys in. But is there something to point out? I mean, you're looking yesterday. When we talked to Coach Schreiber last week, I mean, it was everything to not ask him if his job was on the line, because he could be out the door at Purdue. And they got a kid yesterday in Cody Strong, batting less than 218, gets three hits. Their pitchers shut us down. They're the worst pitching staff in the Big Ten, and they shut them down the last 2 days. Besides effort, is there something that we should have seen coming here?
Well, I think there's just, you know, there's just kind of that, you know, general kind of sinking feeling almost around this team right now. So much for them went right early in the season, and that's a credit to them, that they came up with a lot of clutch hits. The pitching and defense were both excellent early in the season. I think this team, you know, got a lot of confidence. They had that stretch where they won 16 to 17 games. But I think now that some adversity has hit, they've gone 6-12 in their last six Big Ten series, and they're having trouble responding. And, you know, it's just kind of gotten to that point where things keep going wrong and keep going wrong, and Nebraska doesn't seem to know how to turn it around. They don't have that answer to get things going back in the right direction. And that's something that we really haven't seen under Darren Erstad in his 4 years so far, or I guess his first 3.5 years. Now we're seeing it now. But his teams have always kind of been able to, you know, when that adversity hits, they've found a way to fight back. And they haven't this year, which is really odd, because I think that they do have, you know, they've got some strong seniors on this team. I think that there's some leadership there, but, you know, even the seniors are kind of scuffling right now. This whole team is just kind of in a bit of a funk, and they don't seem to be able to, you know how to pull themselves out of it. And I think, you know, even for Darren, you know, this is kind of the first time that he's had to deal with this as a coach. You got to remember, this is only his fourth year as a Division I baseball coach. So, and I don't know if he's ever, you know, had to deal with combining high expectations of fans and of media and of everything else with this kind of disappointing stretch. So he's kind of feeling his way through this as well. And obviously, you know, you see with the results on the field, the team is kind of struggling to deal with this.
We're talking with Dan Hoppen of Husker Online here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sometimes you can hope and wish, and I was hoping and wishing this weekend. Illinois can let there's no way this week, is there, Dan? There's just no way. I mean, if they get some kind of a miracle Sports Center type thing on Thursday, maybe it pumps a little life into them, but they're going to really need something special just to get one this week.
Yeah, I mean, the way Illinois is playing right now, like I said, they've won 24 in a row. They won their series finale on Sunday 28-13. So their bats are feeling pretty good right now. They've got some good confidence. You know, I'm not going to say that there's no way, because we've seen Nebraska have some very good performances this year, but the way that they've played over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, that's not going to cut it. You know, you can't go up to Illinois and play that way. Nebraska's last two road trips that they are, other than Northwestern, Nebraska's last two road trips, they went to Iowa, they went to Maryland, they got swept in both those series. You put that kind of effort on the field against Illinois, you're going to get swept again. I mean, that, plain and simple, that's not, you know, being a downer or anything. That's just the facts of the situation. Nebraska needs to find a way to turn this thing around. and this is going to be a very tough environment and a very tough setting to do it in. On the flip side, if you are somehow able to, you know, magically get, you know, some kind of mojo going and you are able to get a win or two, this is the kind of thing that could potentially, you know, give you some confidence going into the Big Ten tournament, maybe try and make a run there. But again, you know, that's kind of probably being pretty optimistic. This is going to be very tough sledding for Nebraska this weekend.
Dan, it's such a touchy time here. It's hard to make any significant changes. Do you see anything significant happening this week, or if they happen to get into the Big Ten tournament with roster changes, the rotation and the pitching changes, or does Coach and his staff just have to ride it out?
I don't really know what significant changes you can make. I mean, Darren's, you know, he's tried different things. He's had different guys start in the lineup, specifically at, in left field and at first base. I guess you haven't really adjusted the weekend rotation all that much, but, you know, outside of maybe putting Garrett King, who's a true freshman, into the weekend rotation, I don't know what you can really do there. I think Darren's kind of, you know, he's tried to push the buttons, and for whatever reason, you know, the guys just haven't responded. I don't know how much he can really do at this point. It's just kind of up to the guys to figure it out.
Another minute here with Dan Hoppen talking Nebraska baseball, and of course that's not all that's going on. There continues to be stuff with the football squad, but things are a little quiet right now as we run through graduation, and I guess there's just not much more than to cross our fingers and hope Nebraska can find a way to get things going. If it doesn't happen, Dan, what happens in the off season with this baseball team?
I mean, I don't think anything, you know, really happens. I don't see anyone, no one's going to lose their jobs or anything. I think, you know, they're just going to have to try and reload. Nebraska has, you know, put together some very good recruiting classes. You're going to get some more guys coming in. You know, unfortunately, you're going to lose some important guys to this team, like a Chan Sinclair, Kyle Kubot, Tanner Lubach. I know he's really struggling right now, but Blake Headley is another guy that you lose, so nothing drastic is going to happen this offseason. I know that everyone's disappointed, and I've seen, you know, definitely on our Husker Online message boards, there are some radical people calling for jobs and things like that, but that's not going to happen. It's, you know, it's been a very disappointing stretch. There's no doubt about it, but over this four-year stretch, we've seen Nebraska get better and get better and get better, and I think you've got a coaching staff that's still kind of, while it's very established, and I think it's a good staff, they are still learning. And I think this is just another step. Nothing's going to happen this offseason that's overly drastic, though.
Dan, what do you think has to happen for Nebraska to make the NCAA tournament after this devastating weekend?
they might have to win the Big Ten tournament. I mean, they're at large odds. They're very, very low right now, I think. You know, maybe if you go to Illinois and take two games or get a sweep, which, you know, as we talked about, that would be incredibly difficult, and then go up to the Big Ten tournament and win three or four games, you know, maybe something happens there. But I think at this point, you're pretty much looking at, you know, winning the conference tournament or bust. You know, crazier things have happened. Nebraska's RPI is still decent, but with the losses that they've suffered to bad teams over the last month, it's pretty much they're going to have to get that Big Ten tournament win if they want to advance to the postseason.
Man, you think they're that far away, huh? I guess I just didn't. I don't know. After the, I guess before last weekend, I didn't think it was that dire, but maybe now it is. When you, because Purdue, I mean, how bad was Purdue?
Oh, they're awful. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. There's no getting around it. They came into this past weekend with two conference wins all season, and then they come in, you know, they come into Lincoln and take two from Nebraska. This was, as you mentioned, you know, if not the worst pitching team in the Big Ten, the second worst. They're the worst offensive team in the Big Ten, and they came in and really handed it to Nebraska. You know, even when Nebraska won on Friday, that was not a comfortable win. That was, you know, a 9-6 win where Nebraska had to sweat it out a little bit. This is, you know, just a very, very tough weekend for the Huskers. And yeah, I think they're very much, you know, kind of in desperation mode right now.
Hey, you look at, as we were talking and getting ready for Coach Schreiber last week and just preparing for the series, I'm going, good God, none of the games are even close. I mean, they have a hard time scoring, and then when they do score, they get beat 10-5, 12-4, 11-6. I mean, there weren't even very many close games. So I guess we're where we're at right now, and we'll cross our fingers. So this whole interview has been doom and gloom. Rob, give me Dan, give me something here that is positive. What is shining? What's the silver lining through all of this? Somebody that's still grinding it out.
Well, I think, you know, there's always positive things that you can take from it. Like I said, Nebraska's got another very strong recruiting class coming in next year. You know, I think it, maybe this gives you as much as, you know, Nebraska obviously is still trying to make the postseason tournament, but maybe, you know, with these, some of the veterans struggling, it gives you a chance to see some of these young kids. I think Garrett King, I mentioned him earlier, that's a guy who is probably going to be in the weekend rotation next year. I think he's going to be a really good pitcher. Luis Alvarado, the freshman left fielder, has been hitting very well lately. I think he's got a chance to be very good in the future. I mean, there are a lot of positives about this team. I know that everything is kind of doom and gloom right now because Nebraska's been struggling, but this is far from a lost situation by any means. This is still a team that is doing very well. The recruiting is as good as it's been since Dave Van Horn was here. They're bringing in players. It's just, you know, it's. I think last year with the success that they had, everyone's expectations got sped up a little bit. In baseball, it takes some time to kind of build a program back up. You don't often see, you know, programs make massive jumps year to year. It takes a little time to build things. So this team is going to be just fine in years to come. They're scuffling right now, and I understand why people are frustrated, but the future, in my opinion, is still bright with this team.
All righty, Dan, we'll let you get back to it. Enjoy the rest, and who knows, maybe they pump some life into us later on this week. We'll talk to you soon, Dan. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
That's Dan Hoppen, Husker Online. Always great to chat with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll switch it into soccer mode. We'll talk with Hastings coach Dan Hawker and then Kearney coach Scott Steinbrick. So stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal wins the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we're going to be seeing the skies partly cloudy, south winds 5 to 15, and highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, breezy south winds, and lows in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, it always seems like you kind of get out if you're a golfer or a fisherman, and you try to get after it right away and enjoy some of that nice weather. But then when school gets out, whether it's high school or college, this time of May, it's time to start thinking tournaments and other things that you're seeing a little more competition, and that's exactly what's going on this weekend for the annual Holdridge Country Club three-person scramble. Your entry fee includes 2 days of green fees, a Saturday night steak dinner. They have a Calcutta, and there's cash payouts per flight and Calcutta. Cart rental is available. There is an additional fee. You can print off a registration form and see all the details at HoldridgeCC.com, HoldridgeCC.com. Entry fee is just $255 for the entire team. Includes 2 days of golf, the steak dinner, the Calcutta at the beautiful Holdridge Country Club. You can get registered today by calling 308-995-5744. 995-5744. Always a good field in this tournament, a three-person scramble. It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Holdridge Country Club. Go to HoldridgeCC.com for more information. Well, the state high school soccer tournament kicks off tomorrow, and we've got a pair of area teams that will be battling on the boys' side. Kearney will have the first game tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then we will have the Hastings-Lexington matchup at 6. And we talked with Coach McCarg at Lexington yesterday. Today, we catch up with Hastings coach Dan Hocker. And Coach, hey, 1 year, one trip to state. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
You got it rolling, brother. Talk about we'll get to where you're at right now, but talk about coming in, taking over the team. There is a little bit of tradition here, obviously, with the Hastings boys and girls. They've kind of had the better of it for our Class B schools as far as state qualifiers. What did you find, and how did you get this season going?
Yeah, I know, obviously, coming in following a successful coach in Coach Nanfito, and a great job that he did with the program always brings about a certain pressure. You know, and we just try to focus on what we were going to do with the season and try to make it, you know, our own team, you know, with a new identity, with a new coach. And the boys took on well, and Coach Nanfito passed on the program in style to us and was very gracious in doing that. And the boys were able to just get on board with what we wanted to do quickly with the new staff. And, you know, as the season's gone on, it's started to pay off.
There's obviously one thing, and most of us, whatever the sport, we'll pick it up. We'll look at the stat sheet. We'll look at the schedule. One thing we can notice is you're not an overly deep team. Your numbers don't even compare to Lexington as opposed to maybe a lot of the teams on your schedule. How was depth a factor for your team?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice, I think, to have, you know, more numbers come out for soccer this year. It always gives you the opportunity then to put some pressure on your starting players to say, hey, you know, if you're not willing to perform and the attitude and the effort's not there, you know, we got plenty of guys coming off the bench to do that. But even with that being said, you know, our guys that have played JV and our guys that have come off the bench for us this season, a lot of our freshmen have done a great job and got a couple of goals on the score sheet for us as well during the season. So I'm just pretty pleased, even with not having the depth we might have wanted, some of those younger guys that are stepping in, you know, give me hope, not just for this season, but for seasons to come.
We're talking with Coach Dan Hocker of the Hastings Tigers. They will go in and play Lexington tomorrow night in Omaha at 6 o'clock. Almost half your goals this year scored by Bruno Rodriguez. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Bruno's a really, really talented guy. You know, he's got a good attitude at practice, and he's just hungry to play. You know, he just really loves playing the game. It's just been a blessing to have him, you know, at practice and just to be able to have him on the field for us as a target guy. You know, but I know, obviously, Bruno is a talented guy, but what I really enjoyed, even about this last weekend, I was giving him a hard time that he didn't get on the score sheet for us this weekend, and I asked him if he was going to start scoring some goals for us, and so we had a good giggle with him, and he's just been a great addition to having the team this year, and I was excited, even just with the weekend, to be able to go through and win without actually getting him on the score sheet, and I think he's super hungry to get back on the scoring this week as we go to the state tournament, so it's kind of just set up just right for him.
When you have Daniel, somebody that is that, I guess, solid, the one you look to that scores half your goals, how do you see teams, especially here in the postseason, and you talked about it, maybe trying to take him out of it? Just tell me a little bit more about how that changes maybe your offensive philosophy with some of the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really change a lot. I think one of the things that you'll see if you ever watch us play is that, you know, we try to play as a team and we try to work hard for each other whether we have the ball or not. And a lot of our goals that we create don't just come from sending a ball to one guy and letting him do do his job. You know, we try to build the play, and we try to tell every guy that you're important going forward. You know, so a lot of the goals we scored, obviously Bruno's finished off a lot of those goals, but a lot of the hard work starts way before then. You know, so we're not too worried about philosophy and people singling Bruno out. You know, we've got guys that can do damage from anywhere on the field and give Bruno good opportunities no matter how they try to play us. So we're pretty confident in the way that we've set up and the philosophy of play that we have for this season. So we're not going to change a whole lot this week at practice as we look to the Lexington game.
Everybody wants to peek. In your last three games, you have outscored the opponents 15-1, including what had to be something that probably even impressed you in the sub-state game against Ralston. So I'm guessing, obviously, this is the best that you're playing, but how much better are you playing here in the last three games?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've definitely stepped up. I think our senior night victory against Kearney here to end the regular season was the turning point of the season for us. We got to play on the turf field at Hastings College, and then since then we've played on turf, and that really just suits the way that we play. We try to move the ball around a lot, make opponents work, and try to win it back. And every time we've played on turf and having that even bounce and that consistent surface, it's just really suited the philosophy and the way that we've approached the game. So, you know, as we move forward, it looks like we have turf down at Creighton, and you know, we're peaking at the right time. We've cut the mistakes out from the regular season that maybe lost us a couple of games. You know, I think as long as we don't make mistakes and we can put together three games, you know, we want to put our eye on that state title and go all the way.
We're talking with Dan Hawker, head coach of the Hastings boys. This is their seventh consecutive trip to the state tournament. They were the state runner-up in 2010, but haven't been able to squeak out of that first round in the last four appearances. You are 10-8, four losses. The last four have all been one goal. So much is made out of Lexington's five losses, all being to Class A teams. Your only Class B loss is to Lexington by one goal. Do you guys feel like an eight?
No, not at all. And that was the hard part for the season. You know, I definitely felt that, you know, mid-season some of the guys were a little discouraged on some of the losses that we'd had to Class A opposition. And, you know, with those one-goal losses, too, I definitely felt like we were in control in a lot of those games. You know, and mistakes and silly things on our part actually lost those games for us. And I told the guys, you know, they were playing well. And just to kind of keep focus, you know, on the how well we're playing in regards to keeping our eyes on our goal, which is the State B class tournament. So, you know, we were confident coming in, and I was confident. And as, you know, as the season's unfolded and we faced the business end of the Class B season, I felt like we've been really well prepared. And maybe having those tougher Class A games actually suited us, you know, coming into the end of the season. And then obviously the Lexington game was the only loss that we had on the Class B season. And again, I felt that game was really close, really even. You know, I think that was the last game we made, you know, a handful of big mistakes in, and since then we've canceled those and haven't been making them. So I'm really hoping that, you know, that'll put us in a good position to go out and do the job. You know, I just feel in my heart too that they wouldn't have been excited to draw us after the close game that we had here. And the conditions at Creighton will suit us more so than even when we played them on the grass here at home. So
give me a little bit more about this matchup tomorrow with Lexington. As we kind of talked with Coach McCarg yesterday, you don't see really the other teams in the state tournament, so familiarity is probably a plus here. But they've got a ton of outstanding players, but obviously Kevin Andre, one of the best in Class B. What's it going to take? What do you talked about some of those mistakes. Maybe what were those that you've shored up? And just give me a little thought on what it's going to take to knock them off tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, that was one thing I was glad about. You know, I would have rather played the one seed and got to see him in the regular season than draw a two seed that we don't know anything about. So I just definitely felt good about that. And, you know, our guys were hungry for some revenge from the defeat that we suffered in the regular season. And basically, you know, we just worked on, with our defensive guys, you know, what it takes to be in charge and take control of a situation 1v1 and not to get beaten. You know, a lot of the goals they scored, we made a mistake in the back, and obviously their star player picked up the ball and made us pay for those mistakes. And, you know, we talked about the fact that those goals that they did score, you know, I felt came from our mistakes and our inability to deal with them on the defensive side of the field. And, you know, so we worked on that at practice this week, and, you know, we feel prepared now to hopefully go and shut them down on Wednesday. I felt the rest of our play in that game was great. You know, we possessed well in the midfield. We came forward. We created chances. I think if we'd have gone another 10 minutes, we would have tied it up. So, you know, just maybe a little too late. And I think we've maybe rectified those mistakes in the last four or five games, and hopefully we can go out and do 80 minutes of the same against Lexington, and I certainly believe that will be enough to get a result on Wednesday.
And, Dan, we didn't ask you about your goaltending, but it's always nice to have some experience in there.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely something that we, you know, that we looked at the beginning of the season. We didn't have anybody come out and put their hand up to play the goalkeeping position, and Nick Hamburger stepped in for us, basketball player. You know, was willing to kind of step in and learn that position. So that's definitely something, you know, we've appreciated and worked hard on the regular season, and our assistant coach, Coach Miller, has done a good job developing him and working him. I think it would have been nice just to have him as a freshman and work him all the way through. He would be a very good addition to our team, I think, with 4 years' experience. So we've been really proud and encouraging them, you know, in the efforts that they've put in to come out, maybe learn a position that maybe they've been unfamiliar with, and maybe a sport they never would have considered playing. So Nick's done a great job for us, and as the season's gone on, he's only gotten better and better and better, just kind of getting a feel for where the soccer game is, and his decision-making has improved throughout the regular season. So we've been really happy with his progress and are comfortable with him between the sticks going to the state tournament.
All right, Dan, we'll let you get back to work. Enjoy your time in Omaha. Best of luck. As we know, at least one of our area teams will be playing on Saturday morning and hopefully beyond. And best of luck to you and the Tigers.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
Take care, man. Dan Hawker joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Hastings Tigers, who have kind of put it together here. I think we talk now with both coaches. Lexington's the favorite, but this isn't 5-0. I don't see that being 5-0. It'll be interesting now if Lexington can come out and put the hammer down early, just like any other matchup favorite underdog. That might make the difference, but it'll be interesting, and it's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The first game tomorrow is at 3, Kearney High, a rematch with Millard West. They've had some storied games. We'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook here in just a moment, but hey, folks, don't forget Chicken Coop, Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds. Downtown Kearney is the place to enjoy lunch. An afternoon cool one, an evening meal. If you've got a little graduation or birthday or family reunion that's going on this summer and you need some place that's going to be fun, has something to do for everyone, some great food, beverages that everyone can enjoy, the Chicken Coop Party Room is there for you as well. And don't forget the Chicken Coop just has your basic great food. Whether you want an appetizer, a dollar off the salad is the lunch special today. Maybe you want a burger or a pizza. Maybe you just want to try their great wings. How about the new mango habanero sauce? And if you haven't tried them yet, the duck wings are in. Maple Leaf Farm Raised Ducks. They dip them in one of your favorite flavors, and all the same wing flavors the Coop has become famous for are now available in their duck wings as well. Give them a try at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. The best of both worlds, downtown Kearney. Back after this.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437. Or 995-4481 today.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries. Decided that meat was a neat treat.
That mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Dog now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's meat supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the best equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, you can't afford to have anything but the Midwest Premier Crop Protection. When only the best will do, look to the professionals at Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa. They've protected America's farmers since 1893 with a combination of financial strength, long-term stability, and service. Put your trust in the Kroll Agency, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Farmers Mutual Hail and Kroll Agency are equal opportunity providers.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is proud of the area graduates and wishes them all best of luck in your future. Miller has paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Miller Body in Minden.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Congratulations, class of 2015.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area graduates. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Maybe you can use one of those fine products to get you and your family and your school spirit down to Omaha for state soccer, or maybe to state baseball for Grand Island, or maybe to district and state track, golf, whatever the case may be. Midway has got a deal for you. And if you're looking for some work this summer, how about checking out the Midway Auto Dealers website at midwaycareers.com. With over a 95-year heritage, two locations that include their eight new car franchises and a used car superstore set to open, Midway is always searching for talented team members to join them. A position at Midway provides you the opportunity to build long-term relationships. The automotive industry rapidly expanding, Midway is hiring. If you're searching for a progressive and stable company to build a career, they'd love to speak with you, and you can find out all the information and about the job openings without having to go in face-to-face, and then you're prepared, you're ready to go and talk to the gang. Go to MidwayCareers.com, and if you're in line for a new or pre-owned vehicle, have the Midway Auto Group take care of you. South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Via the Doug and Daddy Facebook at ESPN Superstation, Pat says the Brady suspension is way too much. I hate the Patriots, but in all fairness, four games? Really? Thanks, Pat. You can email, tweet us, give us a call. Love to hear from you. Well, let's continue on with a little soccer knowledge here as Kearney and Millard West ready to do it one more time. Coach Scott Steinbrook with us. Coach, hey, man, congratulations. The kids are postseasoned.
Well, appreciate you having me on again. And for what it's worth, I hate the Patriots as well. I thought he should have got six games, especially that way he would miss the first game against my beloved Miami Dolphins.
I just said the Cowboys are four. You know what's happening. You know they're going to drop it at least one game. So
of course, that's how it works.
Well, we talked, Coach, right before Millard West, right before the end of the season, about what this team would have to accomplish to keep their season going. It could have been 0-2, and it could have been 3-0, and I think the odds probably weren't in your favor in 3-0, and these kids found a way to get it done, even had a little delay in there before going up to Norfolk and winning a shootout. So, again, congratulations, and you talked about what it would take. What did it take to come through those last three games?
Well, if you think about our end-of-the-season schedule, you know, we played Millard West in the regular season finale, a perennial powerhouse team that's, you know, in the state tournament. I think this is their ninth straight year in the state tournament. So going to their home field and getting a win on their senior night was a great momentum builder for us heading into the postseason. Then we turn around and we get a two seed, long drive to Norfolk, and we got paired with a three seed that nobody wanted to play, and that was Omaha Westside, because they're an incredibly talented team that was good enough to beat the top teams in the state, but good enough to lose to anybody, and we were fortunate enough to beat them 3-2. And then, like you mentioned, we had the delay because of the weather, went back a day later than expected, playing Norfolk on their home field, ends up in a shootout. So, you know, things, you know, we had our banquet last night, and I was kind of telling the players and parents that you couldn't have probably scripted a better end of the season run for us, you know, getting ourselves back to the state tournament. And now we have a chance. You know, you're in the state tournament, you're in the field of eight. It's been a crazier in Class A, so now we're there. That's all we want. We want a chance, and then we're matched with Millard West again for the second time this year.
Scott Steinbrook, Kearney boys soccer coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, I mean, a trip to the state tournament's on the line. It's into a shootout. You've played every minute you can possibly play. What's it like on that sideline?
It's pretty stressful. You know, to me, and I would say this about, you know, coaching basketball as well, the district final is the most stressful game, you know, because there's so much online. If you don't win that district final, unless you know you have a wild card banked already, you know, then you're going to look back at your season and you didn't make the state tournament. You came so close and you didn't make it. I think that is the most pressure-packed moment in any sport that has a district tournament getting ready for a state tournament. Once you get to the state tournament, you know, there's a little bit of a sense of relief. There's still going to be pressure and tension there because everybody has the hopes and dreams of advancing to that state final. But, you know, I told the guys, I said, it's all icing on the cake now. You know, we're not going there just with the happy to be there. We're going there to compete and going to win. But the true pressure is in that district final. So it was pretty intense. I was really proud of our guys. Obviously, they showed a lot of physical toughness playing, you know, that overtime against Norfolk, and then the mental toughness to fight their way through that penalty kick shootout, making clutch kicks, Austin issuing goal, saving clutch kicks. You know, as excited as we were, Norfolk was equally heartbroken, and I feel for those kids. They're good kids, and they worked hard, and they wanted it just as bad as us. But, you know, that's athletics. Somebody had to win in advance. Somebody had to lose and go home, and we were just really fortunate that we came out on top.
It was your fourth shootout of the year. Was your strategy any different because it was a district final?
Well, you know, it's a great question because we've done things a little bit differently in shootouts a lot of different times. Our first shootout of the year, you know, we had Austin Mishu, who was playing goalie but was not one of our shooters. And he's a forward for us, but we decided to have him not shoot in the top five and had him play goalie. The second shootout we were in was against Lincoln Southeast, and that one, we had Austin Mishu not shoot, but we had him play goalie. Another shootout was versus Norfolk in GNAC. In that one, Edwin Castillo played goalie. Austin Mishu was injured. So we, in our fourth shootout, we'd literally done something different every single time. But all things being equal, the kids were healthy. Everybody, we felt like they were fresh enough. We'd made the decision before the game even started. If we had gone to penalty kicks, Austin Mishu was going to be our first shooter. That's how we'd practiced it the last few weeks in practice. And then he was going to be our goalkeeper, unless an injury would prevent him from doing that. And he was good. He was healthy. So talk about a unique role for a kid, being the first shooter and then having to turn right back around and be goalie. But he did a great job and came up with some clutch plays for us.
Scott Steinbrück with us for another minute here, talking Kearney High soccer. Well, as you said, it's Millard West. What are we looking for tomorrow?
Well, you know, they're a similar team to us. I mean, they're big, fast, physical. They play maybe a little more direct, meaning not quite as much possession as some of the other Metro teams like a Creighton Prep or maybe an Omaha South. You know, they're a perennial powerhouse. You know, I got a ton of respect for their coach, Ron Biernick. This is his last year. He announced his retirement even before the season started. He's one of the KG old veterans in Class A soccer. He's the one that started the Millard West program. And you know, we've had some great matches. I guess this is kind of the rubber match between he and I. This will be the third time we've played him in the state tournament. He got the first one, I got the second one, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But there's a lot of mutual respect between our programs.
Yeah,
you know,
but we wanted the first one, Scotty. We wanted the first one.
I agree. If there was one I could trade, I'd gladly trade a lot for that state championship back in 2009. But, you know, and that almost kind of helped put us on the map, because after that, Millard West was the first Metro team that agreed to play at Kearney. And now all of a sudden they've come out here every other year. Millard North has come out here. Creighton Prep has gone to Grand Island to play a couple times. So that kind of was a statement that, you know, there's pretty good soccer in Kearney, in Grand Island, and beyond. And they were the first team willing to travel. Those teams don't have to travel. So, you know, that's helped us. That's how we got that match versus Millard West on our schedule initially. But it'll be an evenly matched game. You know, I don't anticipate it being anything but a one-goal game. I swear every time we play Millard West, it's 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. Overtime shootout, we've had them all, so I would expect a close competitive game.
It was. We talked about it Friday. It was a hell of a day for Kearney High Athletics on Thursday. Could you tell that in the building? Is it carrying over?
Well, there's no question. Just today, actually, we have myself and a couple other coaches sponsor an organization called K-Club, and we had an assembly to hand out lifters of the year and three-sport letter winners and all that stuff, and our athletic director, you know, talked about that. He said that right now, you know, we had a pretty good fall and winter in terms of the called the NSAA Cellular Cup, and I think the boys were maybe in second, the girls were in 10th, after the winter season. But we have a chance to have a huge spring right now. And, the gym was packed with kids, and we were talking about our state competitions and district competitions coming up. If you look at our spring sports right now, literally every single one of them, tennis, golf, soccer, track, everybody has a chance to really make some noise. We all had a good conference season. Now a few of us are through districts. Track districts are tomorrow. They have a chance to get a ton of people qualified. Our tennis and golf teams are positioned for a top five finish. So it's really exciting right now. We talk about that, kind of those all sports NSAA standings. We feel like we have a chance to really make a push to get at or near the top of that pile. And then for a lot of us, that starts tomorrow with track districts and state soccer.
All right, buddy. Keep it rolling. You're doing a great job there with the boys, and hopefully we can talk again with you guys still playing.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Steinbrook, head coach, Kearney High Soccer. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Are the old prescriptions piling up? Is unused or expired medicine filling your cabinet? Leaving old medicine around can lead to accidental poisoning or illegal use by others, but you shouldn't just toss or flush it. Take your old or unwanted medicine to one of the following pharmacies for proper disposal: Hy-Vee, Medicap Pharmacy, ABC Drugs, Valley Pharmacy, and Spanda Health Mart in Ravenna. Visit NebraskaMeds.org to view the growing list of pharmacies that will properly dispose of your old or expired medications. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How about TNL Irrigation's new GPS navigation corner system? It is like no other. Users get track-on-track accuracy, pass after pass, fast startup time, and real-time diagnostics so they can watch it work. Safety's assured through low voltage. There's no buried wire. And you combine this with TNL's hydrostatic design, low maintenance, reliability, and unmatched continuous movement. That's why TNL's GPS navigation corner system represents the optimum in pivot corner system management. See your local TNL dealer like Bill Shapley here at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney or Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island. TNL irrigation systems like no other. Well, we want to thank our many fine guests here on the show today, including Dan Hoppin of Husker Online, talk about baseball, and hope the Huskers can get something accomplished positive against Illinois coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Also, soccer coaches, and they included Dan Hawker at Hastings High and Scott Steinbrook at Kearney High as their boys play tomorrow. We'll talk with Coach Tammy Anderson of the Kearney Girls tomorrow. Also, Brady Bonzel will preview National Division II Outdoor Track for his UNK athletes. Also, as we're out of here, Omaha World Herald has done their digging on how much money Nebraska is now paying Bo Pelini after he signed with Youngstown State. Well, they're saving $21,991 per month. That means Bo Pelini is only getting a check every month from Nebraska for $128,009. Poor Bo. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great one, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.